Here with a special guest this morning on KMAN News is Brandon Peoples.
All right, thank you, Dave. Yes, joining us on the phone this morning, we've been talking about this blood shortage going on here. So we've got Christy Ingles, an account manager with the American Red Cross Central Plains Blood Services Region, joining us to talk about that. Christy, thank you for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I had a chance to chat with Centivia Christi President Bob Koppel on Friday, and he mentioned this blood shortage, and it alerted me to potentially reach out here and talk about the blood drives, because I know there's a few coming up here. Let's talk about the blood shortage first of all. It's one of the worst ones in quite some time, isn't it?
Yes, lowest in 10 years, and actually this is the first time ever that the American Red Cross has declared a blood crisis, just shortages that we have. We're seeing those same shortages as we did at the beginning of COVID when it came out in 2020. However, at that time, people were canceling a lot of surgeries. The need for the blood just wasn't really there, where right now we still have people having surgeries, we still have people in need, and so it is a little scary to hear that we have less than a one-day supply of blood. We normally like to have about 5 days, and we're down to one. So definitely, or less than one, sorry. So definitely an important time to be donating.
All right. The good news is there are multiple opportunities coming up here, and I was looking at the list of blood drives here in the Manhattan area. A couple of them are already full, which is good to see, but there is some other opportunities as well.
Yeah, so Manhattan Community is this week. It's Tuesday, January 18th from noon to 6 p.m., and then Wednesday, January 19th from 7:30 to 1, and we will be at Potter Fall in Seco Park. And then also this week, the Junction City Blood Drive will be taking place. That's Wednesday, January the 19th from 11:30 to 6, and then again on Thursday, January 20th from 8 to 1. And that drive will be taking place at the Junction City Municipal Building, which is 700 North Jefferson.
Okay, so a lot of chances there. And how often can you give blood? Let's say I gave blood last month. Am I eligible again?
Nope. You've got to wait 56 days, which is about 8 weeks or every other month. So we appreciate those people who are still every 56 days. We've just seen a big drop-off of people who are making a appointment, showing up. We have about, at our drive here in Northeast Kansas, we've seen about a 25% no-show rate from people who are signing up but not making it. So even though, you know, like you mentioned, that some of these drives are full or close to full, I would highly, highly encourage an eye on those drives if you are wanting to donate at this time. But we are seeing a lot of people falling off, you know, as the day gets closer. And so we just really encourage you to, if you've made that appointment, make it in to donate. If you can't make it in to donate, please can, so that we can fill it with someone else.
All right. And, you know, there's always people who maybe have some uncertainty about going out right now with the rise in COVID cases. But from the get-go here during the pandemic, I know the Red Cross has always been very good with taking precautions and following protocols.
Very strong precautions. We are sanitizing beds. Everything is sanitized in between each donor touch. Everyone is required to wear a mask at every blood drive. You know, as far as temperatures, we've always done temperatures in history. So we are being very cautious. We're keeping those 6 feet of distance between donors, and we're just hoping, and that's one of the reasons that we don't take walk-ins at this time, is we just want to just the right amount of people to get overpacked and not have people sitting around waiting at the drive.
All right. Very good. Well, and you mentioned the critical shortage here, and Bob Koppel told us that there's just not a lot of inventory right now. And is it caused by COVID then, would you say?
No, I would say it's kind of a mix of a lot of things. You know, everyone's seen the workforce, you know, depleting. We are feeling those staffing limitations as well, having to cancel. We've also had a lot of places that just won't allow us to donate or to have their drive. So finding those other locations to go to, it really is a big mix of things. And then I do think, you know, on top of COVID, this is cold and flu season. So we've just got, you know, all of those things hitting us at once. Normally around the are experiencing shortages every year just because of cold and flu season. And now it's just on top of that, we've added a whole nother thing. And so then, of course, staffing shortages everywhere. So it's just a huge combination of a lot of things that caused this.
Okay, very good. Christy Ingalls joining us here from the Red Cross. There's a number of ways to get notified here about these blood drives. Of course, redcrossblood.org is one thing. A lot of people use the mobile app these days, and that's probably one of the best little devices that you can have by your side.
Right, yeah, definitely. It's going to have your donor card on you right there, so this is long. It reminds you of your appointment. Just convenient, the way to do so. And I do just want to encourage people to, if you look in there and those spots that you want are full, I would just keep looking. I would just keep checking back with us even the day of, because like I said, we are asking those people who make that appointment to please cancel if they can't make it. So they still open up.
All right. Very good. Community blood drive is going on here in Manhattan again at Potter Hall, Tuesday and Wednesday, Holiday Inn at the campus, here in Manhattan on Thursday and then Friday as well. And then looks like continuing into next week as well. And then you said there's some in Junction City next week too, is that right?
Yes, this week, Wednesday and Thursday, Junction City. And then we also have next week, we've got quite a few opportunities. We have Aggieville Blood Drive coming up on Tuesday. And last I looked, there were quite a few spots for that. And then the first week of February, we have some drives in Wamego too. So lots of opportunities to give.
All right. Of course, we have all the students coming back, too, so that's maybe a good opportunity for them.
Yes.
All right. Well, Christy, this is good to have, and we appreciate you coming in, and always look forward to plugging these blood drives here, especially when the supply is in such need.
Yes. Thank you for allowing me to talk about it. Appreciate it.
All right. Appreciate that. Christy Ingalls again joining us here on News Radio KMAN.